to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 13. Matthew, chapter number 13. Try to get right into the message this morning that God's placed upon our heart, certainly for this hour. We thought we was going to preach this thought last week, but the Lord intervened and sought something else different for the service, and that's certainly fine. We want to be certainly led of the Holy Spirit of God, but I believe as we continue to look at this parable this morning, in the next couple of weeks or however long the Lord lets us stay in this particular thought, I believe it's some of the most important scripture as far as us considering our individual heart condition. Now, as we look at this parable, and of course, it's a great parable, again, given by the Lord Jesus himself, the parable of the sower. We've considered the sower. We've considered the seed. But today, I want to begin to consider the soil. And I believe you'll find in this parable four different types of soil. Now, we said that the sower represented the one that sows the seed of the Word of God. Of course, in this parable, that was the Lord Jesus, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we have been studying on Wednesday night, we realize that the seed, of course, is the Word of God. Now we come to the soil, and the soil certainly brings to our hearts and our minds for us to consider the condition of our heart. The condition, the soil, today considering the condition of our heart. I want to say this morning that as you consider these four different types of soil, there's probably today different individuals here this morning that at one time or another, all of us in here today, somewhere, somehow, have had probably all four different types of this soil. Or could I say this morning, there could possibly be here, folks, in this service this morning, that as we consider these four different soil types, that there very possibly could be all different four types of these souls or heart conditions even in the midst of us this morning. Now, I do not know your heart, but I'll tell you one that does, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. God knows your heart today. And so I want us to consider, certainly as we think about these four different types of soul, I'm just going to deal with the first one this morning with the help of God today. But I do pray if there's some folks here this morning that you have hardened your heart to the Word of God, to the things of God. I'm glad there's one that can soften it. I'm glad there's one that can change it. I'm glad there's one that does make a difference in our heart, and that is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So with that being said this morning, if you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. If you're able to stand this morning, I invite you to stand out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God. If you're able to stand, and certainly again, if you're not, that's okay. Let's start in verse number 1, and I would encourage you to come and read all 23 of these verses, maybe in your daily Bible study in the next few days and the weeks as we look at these particular verses of Scripture, so because God may reveal to you something that He's not revealed to me through these verses of Scripture, because it's a living Word. But what a great parable this morning as we consider this parable of the sower. Verse number 1, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by at the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Verse number 4 is where we're going to focus in this morning, verse number 4 and verse number 19. And when he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7 tells us, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But I love verse number 8. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And then verse number 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And verses 10 down through verse number 17, you'll find that certainly the disciples and those around him were asking him questions, why the parable? And I don't have time to get into those this morning, but I would encourage you to go and read over these particular verses, because Jesus begins to explain to them how people's ears have become dull of hearing and their hearts certainly hardened to the things of God. But then I want you to notice again down in verse number 19, verses 4 and verse number 19 is where I want us to focus in this morning. Notice again in verse 19, and these verses here, Jesus begins to explain the parable unto the disciples. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you again for this day. I want to thank you for your blessings. I want to thank you for health and strength and the opportunity and the privilege, Father, to be back in your house this morning. Thank you for the teaching of the word of God. Thank you for these children this morning. Thank you for the prayers that's been offered, for the beautiful singing, and Lord, all that's been done. Lord, I just want to thank you and I want to praise you this morning. Now, Lord, I want to thank you for your living word. I pray now as your servant, Lord, I realize today that, Father, I can do nothing in the power of my flesh. Lord, I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God upon me this morning. Lord, I feel like that we're dealing with very, very important scripture here this morning, very critical thoughts, Lord, that you put upon our heart today. And Lord, I don't know the condition of anybody's heart here this morning, but my own. But I do pray as your servant this morning, God, that you'll anoint me and touch me. I pray you'll breathe upon this service. I pray ears will be open and hearts will be attentive, Lord, unto the word of God and to the working of He, the Holy Spirit of God in this service. Lord, there's no doubt there may be somebody here today that's never, Lord, put their faith and their trust in you as their Savior. I do pray this morning, God, that you convict them and draw them. And then, Lord, there may be others here today that's hardened their heart to the things of God. Lord, I don't know. I just know you've burdened my heart, Father, with this parable. And so I just pray this morning, God, that you'd anoint me. God, use me. God, give me liberty this morning. I pray you'd bind the forces of hell for just a few moments this morning. And give us liberty to deliver that which you placed upon our heart. Then again, I pray ears and hearts to be open and receptive. And then I pray we'd be obedient, Father, to what you have for us here today. I pray save someone here, even this very morning, and restore that one that may be cold and indifferent. Lord, do your work, Lord. And Father, we'll thank you and praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. Now, I want you to pray for us this morning that God, again, would speak to our hearts on the condition of the heart as we consider the parable of the sower. As we said before, a parable is simply a simple story to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson or truth. It also has the defining or definition of an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And as I said, we've talked about the sower, which was to scatter the seed being the Word of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the soul, again, to consider our thought for this morning, the condition of the hearts of mankind. As we consider the four different souls of the parable, let us consider, I'm talking about each of us, consider the condition of our own hearts. Have each of us this morning truly desired and prepared our hearts to receive the seed of the Word of God into our hearts to the point that we are bringing forth fruit, as Jesus mentions here in this parable. Now here this morning, I do pray that we not let anything this morning hinder us from hearing and receiving what God has for us here in this service this morning. I realize that Satan will do anything he can to distract and to hinder what God wants to do in somebody's heart and life right here in this building today. And you say, preacher, do you think people need to get right with God today? I absolutely do think that people right here in this building this morning, there's probably no doubt somebody, maybe more than one, maybe there's many today, I do not know. But I know today that there's probably, no doubt, people here this morning that needs to get things right with Almighty God. Could I say that today is the day of salvation? Today is the day to make things right. And so this morning, I pray that we'd be still. I pray that we'd be attentive. And I pray that we'd be obedient and submissive to the working of He, the Holy Spirit of God, as we sow forth the seed of the Word of God this morning. Now, there's just a couple of three things that I want us to consider about this first soul type. I want you to consider some things from this thought this morning. And again, just allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to your heart. You say, "Preacher, I'm a church member." I'm not asking you if you're a church member. You say, "Preacher, I've been baptized." I'm not asking you this morning if you've been baptized. All those things are wonderful, and all those things are great. But friend, if there's never been a change in your heart this morning, hallelujah, I want you to know today that you need the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, do not harden your heart to the things of God this morning. We're living in a time, just as Jesus is certainly showing forth this parable, that people's ear have become dull of hearing and receiving what God had for them. I truly believe we're living also in this same time. Why? Because we're still people. We're still individuals. We're still humans. And this morning, the same problems that they had then is some of the same problems we face now. But friend, I want you to know there's a God in heaven this morning that loves you. He wants to save you and redeem you. He wants you to have peace and assurance in your heart, as the choir so wonderfully sang about, because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. When I cross that river of death, thank God I'm going to land up in a better place. I'm telling you this morning, thank God, God wants to do a work in your heart this morning. And the question is, will you allow Him to do that work in your heart that only He can do? I want us to consider some things about the condition of the heart. Now we find the first soul in verse number 4, as we said in verse number 19, as Jesus begins to expound and explain the parable. I want us to read those two verses again quickly this morning. Verse number 4, and when he had sowed, speaking of the sower, and notice he's sowing seeds, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Then notice in verse 19, he begins to explain this thought in verse number 4. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. I want us to consider this morning the soul by the wayside. This literally means today, as we've been studying this parable and talking about the agricultural importance of Jesus' day and to the Jews, there was fields all around, and even through those fields, there would be paths that would go through the fields where they had been plowed and prepared for the seed. And as they would make those paths through the field, that soil would become very hard, and those paths would even be considered highways. And so that soil would become very compacted and very hard. And as that sower, he would go through and he would sow the seeds. And sowing those seeds, that path that may be running through the field, the seed would still fall there on that compacted ground, that hard soil. But yet that seed, it still fell there, as it said, by the wayside or by the highway side, is literally how that means this morning. And so that soil had become compacted and hard, but yet the seed fell upon that soil. Now again, I want us to realize in the sowing of the seed, we're not accountable to where it falls and what happens to it after it falls. We are to sow the seed of the Word of God. But I want to tell you something this morning. Again, I'm glad there's something that can soften even the hardest of hearts this morning. I'm glad that's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we consider the soil by the wayside, I want you to notice some things about this. First of all, I want you to notice the importance that they hear the Word of God.
Notice again in verse 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. I want you to notice, first of all, about this soul by the wayside, or this hard soul, this compacted soul, is number one, he's making that into a relation of individuals that hear the word of God, that hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to say this morning in all truthfulness, and as the best I know the way to say it, every individual in this building today is accountable under the word of God. Amen. Every individual here this morning that's reached the age of accountability, they have an understanding of what's wrong, of what's right, of what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary to pay our sin debt. You are accountable unto God this morning. There's a lot of people today that think they're going to get out of this thing. There's a lot of people think they're going to bypass this thing. There's a lot of people think there's another way around this thing. But friend, I want you to be assured of one thing today. You have said here in this church, you said in other places, you've been under other preaching and other teaching, you have heard the word of the living God sown into your heart. Friend, I don't believe there's nobody here that could deny the fact that you've heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he loved you and died for you, paid your sin debt, rose again, ascended back to the Father, that we could be saved for time and eternity. Notice the condition of the heart. The first thing that we see is they hear the word of God. But I wrote this down, and I want you to get this morning. They've heard the word of God, but it does not penetrate the heart. Therefore, if it does not penetrate, therefore it cannot germinate and bring forth fruit. Y'all hearing me? If that heart is so hard, just like that ground that we talked about, then I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard for that seed to get down in there to penetrate. And if the seed never penetrates, the seed will never germinate and bring forth any fruit. Anybody that's ever planted a garden, you know that you got to get that seed in the soil, get it covered up so that it can germinate and come forth and bring forth fruit. Years I've been in ministry now, I've seen people run in, I've seen people run out, I've seen people stay in, I've seen people get committed, I've just seen all kinds. And you know, I begin to scratch my head and I begin to wonder, Lord, I can't figure all this out. Of course, I'm never going to figure it out all anyway. But boy, I tell you what, if we consider this parable, if we'll consider this parable this morning and the spiritual truths in which it will teach us, there's some people today that just don't ever get it. They turn a deaf ear and a dull ear to the word of God. Now, does that mean that God doesn't love them? Absolutely not. If you're here today and you've turned a deaf ear to the preaching and the teaching and the sowed seeing of the seed sowing of the word of God this morning, that doesn't mean that you're hopeless today. Because again, I'm glad there's a God in heaven today. Hallelujah. Thank God. If we'll just keep sowing the seed and sowing the seed, thank God. I'm telling you what, this word is certainly illustrates it being a lack of water. And you know what water will do to hard ground? I'll tell you what, it'll soften it up. I'm telling you this morning, thank God. I'm glad the word, the water of the word of God can soften the heart and let that seed penetrate so it'll germinate and bring forth fruit today. I'm telling you this morning, friend, thank God, don't turn a deaf ear. Don't certainly harden your heart. God wants to do a work in your life, and he wants to do it today. Hallelujah. But people's ears have become dull. Listen, people want all kinds of things today. People want to be entertained. Amen. People want to be entertained. People want to be patted on the back, and they want it sugar-coated. Amen. I tell you what we need. Thank God we just need the seed of the Word of God. We need the gospel. Amen. Because that's the only thing that'll work. It's the only thing that'll change an individual's heart. So we find here in the condition of this particular heart where the seed fell by the wayside that they hear the Word of God. If you have ever heard a clear presentation of the gospel and God has dealt with your heart, you are accountable unto God. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? You'll never be able to stand in the front of God on judgment day and shake your finger in God's face and say, God, I did not know. Amen. You're not going to be able to do that. You are accountable. What you do with the Word of God. Notice they hear the Word. There's probably more preaching and teaching and radio and TV. Of course, some of that stuff, it's so far out there, it's not sowing the seed anyhow. It's just confusing people. But listen, there's enough pure gospel and gospel preaching and gospel teaching left to save the whole world. It's not for a lack of God's efforts. Man, he's done prepared it all. He's made it available to all of us here this morning. And to this world. Sower goes out and sows those seed. But in those fields was those, what they would call a highway. And it would become compacted. But you know what? He sowed the seed anyway. Why? Because it might come a little rain. Amen. Somehow or another, some of that seed might just penetrate and germinate and bring forth fruit. He just sowed the seed. I want you to notice the condition. Boy, there's so many, I'm afraid that we're living in a time where there's so much of this condition around us. Listen, if it's not here this morning, it's not far from us. It's in our families. It's in our neighborhoods. It's at people you'll deal with at work tomorrow or at school tomorrow. They've heard, but they've hardened their hearts to the Word of God. They hear the Word of God, but it does not penetrate. Therefore, if it cannot penetrate him, it cannot germinate and bring forth fruit. Not only do they hear, notice in speaking of certainly this hard heart this morning, the condition of the heart, but I want you to notice not only do they, this hard soul that we're talking about, not only do they hear the Word of God, but secondly we see, and we've already made reference to this, but we see the hardness of heart. I want you to understand something today. It's a personal choice. What you and I do with the Word of God. God does not force it on us. God does not push it on us. Sometimes we may try to push it on others, but friend, you'll never win any. I don't think you'll ever win anybody by pushing it on them. It's a personal choice. Do you understand today, friend? And I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're at this morning in your relationship to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know here this morning if you allowed some things in life to harden your heart, but I want you to go on notice. I want to put you on notice this morning, and I want you to realize one thing, that you're going to spend eternity somewhere, and where you spend eternity will 100% be what you do with the Word of God. I'm telling you this morning, it's not about the preacher. It's not about the Sunday school teachers. It's not about the singers this morning. It's not about being a church member this morning. It's about having a relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know Him as Savior, if you do not have your sins under the blood of Calvary this morning, you're going to die and perish without God today, my friend. Preacher, that's kind of rough. Well, friend, I'll tell you what, I'm trying to do it and love the best I know how, but friend, if you do not come to the realization that you need Christ today, if you do not let the Word of God penetrate your heart and bring forth fruit today, you're going to die and perish without God this morning. And I don't care what might happen to you in life.
If you get diagnosed with cancer, and I pray that never happened. If you had to be in some kind of tragedy, I wouldn't want that to happen. But the greatest tragedy in an individual's life is when they close their eyes in death and they're not ready to meet God. And it's going to happen. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. We're reminded of death every day. Just in our church this year, 5 precious people have went out into eternity. And the thing about it is, you could be next. I could be next. But I'll be honest with you, we have become so numb. Our society has become so numb to tragedy and death and eternity that our ears have become dull of hearing. I can remember when I was a kid, man, when death, it just seemed to affect everybody. Do you remember that? And I realize as a child you see things differently. But now we just, you know, just something happens. And I realize it's something that happens. But where you can have children that has a demented mind to the place that they'd walk in and shoot schoolmates. Man, we used to get mad at one another in school, but we'd just fist fight it out. Man, I carried a pocket knife the whole 4 years I was in high school. Don't do that today, kids. If you take a pocket knife to school today, they'll suspend you and you'll have to get out of there. Man, we could take a gun and keep it in our vehicle if we wanted to go hunting after school was over. It wasn't no problem. You better not pull on the school grounds now. What's happened to our society? Oh, God, help us. Our ears has become dull. Our hearts has become hard. So many people's hearts have become just like that soil by the wayside. They hear. But number two, they harden their heart. They harden their heart. Notice that's what happens here. In this text this morning, notice not only the lack of hearing, notice not only the hearing, but notice the hardness of heart. And again, it's a personal choice. Romans chapter 2 and verse number 5 says, "But after thy hardness and infinite heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." Verse number 6, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds." Now, either you accept Christ and the payment that was made for your sin. Let me give you this. You either accept Christ and the payment that's already been made for your sin today, or you pay it yourself. Is that not what it says? You either accept the gift of salvation, and it's your choice. You either accept that or you reject that and suffer the consequences. Now, as I look back over my life, and let's all just for a moment allow the Holy Spirit of God to look back over our lives for just a few moments this morning. And boy, I begin to look back over my life right now, standing here and in front of you, in front of God, and God knows all this morning. And boy, I see some of the things that I've done, some of the things I've said, some of the things I've allowed into my own heart, into my own life. And I'm thinking, dear God in heaven, how could you ever love somebody like me? How could you ever forgive somebody like me? Boy, I'm so glad this morning standing here, thank God, in this pulpit. I'm so glad, hallelujah, I don't have to pay my own sin then. I'm so glad, thank God, I don't have to take the penalty for my own sin this morning. I'm glad somebody, thank God, somebody was willing to take mine. Thank God and nail it to a cross. But not only
only mine, but he was willing to take yours and the sin of the whole world and nail it to a cross that we could be saved and redeemed. Thank God to know Christ is Savior. Oh, my soul friend, do not harden your heart to what God has for you this morning, thank God. Notice about the condition of the heart by the folks on the wayside. They hear, but they harden their heart. I want to go on record saying this morning there was a time when God was dealing with my heart. And I kept saying no. And I kept saying no. And I kept saying no. And each time, Brother Archie, it seemed to get just maybe a little easier. And a little easier. And a little easier. What was that, preacher? That was me closing off. Where God was trying to penetrate and germinate. But oh, happy day, oh, happy day.
Yes.
Hey man, hallelujah, Archie. Can you just shout with me for a minute? Hallelujah. Happy day, thank God. When hallelujah, I just let go and let God. Let that word of God get down in there and penetrate and germinate and bring forth, thank God, salvation unto my soul. I'm telling you this morning, thank God for a God that's long-suffering. Thank God for a God that's merciful. Thank God for a God that doesn't give up on us. But friend, don't wait till it's too late. It's your choice this morning. I see it all the time. People come in for a service or two and begin to see God trying to penetrate that heart. I mean, you see it. You see God's trying to work. And boy, you're trying to fight against it. And you fight against it, and you fight against it. Friend, don't fight against it. Invite Him in. Because there'll be people that'll die and perish because of their heart condition is just exactly like Jesus made known in this parable. They hardened their heart. Notice they hear, but they harden. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 7, the B part of that verse, and I've got to quickly move. The Bible says, today if you will hear His voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. If you won't shout, I will. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Preacher, I've never heard the Lord speak in an audible voice. I hadn't either. And anybody that says that He has, I get real worried about them real quick. Because God doesn't speak to our hearts through an audible voice. Been a big controversy just in the last few weeks about something that was said on a hellion talk show. I said hellion, and if you watch that's out of the pits of hell. Well, preacher, I just don't like that. Well, I'll just tell you again, it's out of the pits of hell. Amen. Talking about our vice president who said he talked to God and God talked to him and said he was a psycho or I don't remember the word they used, but it had mental issues. Well, praise God, that I must be mentally insane then. Whoa, hallelujah, Archie. Yeah. My sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
Glory. Yeah. Thank God. Aren't you glad? Thank God that His sheep hear His voice this morning. Hebrews says, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. You know what that word harden means? It means stubborn.
Yeah.
Easy now, easy. I got the same problem. Most males do. Hey, man. I heard church say, man. But that word harden literally means to be stubborn or to stub up on God. There's probably somebody here this morning that if you hadn't stubbed up on him yet, you're probably trying to right now. Yeah. Old devil's trying to whisper in one ear and God in the other. Don't die and perish with your heart in the shape of the soul by the wayside. They hear, but they harden their heart. But there's something else. When they harden their heart, they have no regard or respect for God, for themselves, for human life. Is that not where we're at? Preacher, I just can't keep all the commandments. Well, God, Jesus just gave us two. What about them Old Testament commandments? Listen, they're still good. That's good moral law. But we'll keep them or try our best to keep them. I don't know if man can keep them, but we'll do a lot better job keeping moral law when we'll keep both of Jesus' commandments. What's that? To love Him and to love one another. Prince, I just can't love so-and-so. Well, in essence, you've hardened your heart in some ways. Preacher, I thought you'd just go preach to people today that hadn't been saved. Lord God, we all need it this morning.
Amen.
Right. That individual sitting here this morning don't need some preaching. Hey, man. It's like medicine. Sometimes it may not taste real good, but it'll really help you if you'll take it.
Right.
It's the people that don't ever take it, don't ever get no help.
Right.
Stub up on it. Woo! Lord, how mercy could preach at.
Notice they hear, but notice the hardness of heart. We get to the place they have no respect for God, regard for God, themselves, human life, sin, punishment, nor the pending judgment of God. Most people don't seem to be one bit concerned about the pending judgment of God. God is the God of love this morning, but there is judgment and it's on the way.
Amen.
You can't continue to have a nation or a world that's steeped in sin and rejection of God, kill babies. Listen, it's bad that those children were murdered in that school. But there's babies murdered every day right here in America. And they call it abortion. And take our tax dollars and fund it. Part of it. You don't think God ain't going to bring judgment one day? Honey, I can promise you judgment's coming. But as I've already said, I'm glad, thank God, I let mine get settled at the cross. Notice these people with a heart condition like the soil by the wayside, this hard soil. They hear, they harden. But number three, there's another factor here, and I'll be done. Notice the hovering of the enemy. The hovering of the enemy. Now, I said a while ago that there's possibilities even in that hard, compact ground of something to come by and soften it up. And that seed to penetrate the ground.
Right.
But then Jesus gives us something else here to think about. The hovering of the enemy. Notice if that seed's laying out there on top of the ground. Notice he says something about the fowls coming through and devouring that seed. And then he goes on in verse 19. Watch it. In verse 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh what?
cometh what? The wicked one. And catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. In essence, it didn't have time. Even if something come through and softened the ground. That's the way that rascal works. I want to go on record this morning, friend, and warn you, that's exactly the way that rascal works. Sitting right here under the preaching of the Word of God, he will take your mind off into places you don't even need to be. Amen. He'll get your thought process. As I said a while ago, he'll be on one shoulder whispering. You go home and do better. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Clean yourself up. Dress yourself up. And listen, as you get born again, those are things that ought to naturally happen.
Amen. Right.
But they don't bring salvation. Work your way in. Give your way in. Sit on a church pew. Unfortunately, there's probably people sitting in our good Baptist churches their whole life. And they've had the condition of this hard soil. They've allowed the enemy, the wicked one. My question to you this morning is, who are you going to listen to? Now listen, you can disregard me all you want to. I don't claim to be nothing this morning but a sinner saved by grace, called to try to proclaim the good news of the gospel. That's what I am this morning. I am what I am by the grace of God. Had it not been for Calvary, I'd probably be in jail or in hell this morning. I don't know. But friend, you're not disregarding me. You're disregarding him. Of the payment that was made for your salvation. Don't let the enemy steal away what God has for you today. I would say even as Christians, for those that are saved, if we're not careful, we'll let this hovering enemy keep us from being what we need to be and doing what we need to do. This hard soul, they hear, they harden, and then there's the hovering of the enemy. The Bible says the fowls came, verse number 4, and devoured the seeds. And then as we said, in verse 19, the enemy comes and catches away that which was sown in his heart. There's an interesting thought about this word catcheth here in verse number 19. Do you remember in the book of Thessalonians, where Paul wrote to that church at Thessalonica, and they was concerned whether the rapture had already taken place and all these things. And of course, Paul comes through to reassure them that the rapture hadn't taken place yet. But he uses a word there in the book of Thessalonians in our English Bibles, that word catcheth. Well, the same word that's used in the book of Thessalonians, where it talks about a catching away of the redeemed, of the saints, of the church in that rapture, is the same word that's used here in this text. It is that Greek word harpazo, which means this morning. Now, that good catching away is in Thessalonians. The catching away that I want you to be aware of in this message this morning is found here in verse number 19. Again, the word harpazo, which means to seize, to catch away, to pluck, to pull, or to take by force. Now, thank God, I'm glad one of these days we're going out of here. He's going to catch us away. He's going to harpazo us out of here. I don't speak good English, much less good Greek. But that's what's literally going to happen. He's going to snatch us away. Well, in the same effect this morning of what God wants to do in your heart, that enemy is here today. I'm glad God's here. But I'm not naive enough to think that the enemy's not here as well. Listen, he'll show up whether anybody else does or not. And the problem is some of you towed him in here this morning. Whoop! You ought to get rid of that sorry rascal.
Amen.
He ain't no good. He gonna lie to you. Come to steal and kill and destroy, but Jesus said, I come life and to give it more abundantly. But this hovering enemy. Could you imagine those birds sitting around? No sword go out there and sow that seed. Throw that seed down just as quick as he got his back turned. Dive down there and get that seed. Boy, I've seen that happen too, hadn't you? God began to penetrate that heart. God began to work in that heart. You let the devil come and snatch it away. I'm glad greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Amen.
But there is a hovering enemy. But I beg of you this morning, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Don't be guilty of hearing, of hardening your heart, and allowing the hovering enemy to steal away what God has for you today. God has something for you today. If you'll not harden your heart. What's he got for me, preacher? He's got the best. I ain't get too many amens right there. Y'all done went to sleep on me. I say God's got the best. I say glory to God, to the Lamb of God. God has the best this morning. Why do you keep hardening your heart? You hear. You harden. Beware of that hovering enemy. Because he's coming to catch away, to seize, to pluck, to pull, to take by force whatever God has for you today. I'm closing with this verse of Scripture. Brother Scotty, just go ahead and make your way on up. John 10:10. The thief. Who's the thief? The wicked one. A thief is never there to help you. A thief is there to take from you. Glory to God. I may not be done yet. Just hold on a minute. Glory. The thief cometh not but for to take something from you that's already yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about that. It's already yours this morning. You just ain't come claimed it yet. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. The devil's number one goal for your life is to destroy you right now. And it's only by the grace of God that he happened. I am come that they might have life. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life. And they might have it more abundantly. Now, what you got picked out for us? Get you a church in and turn to 81. Four different types of soil. There's the sower. There's the seed. Nothing wrong with the seed. It's good seed. But then there's the soil. I wonder today, what's the condition of your heart? You say, preacher, I'll have to be honest. I have heard and have hardened and I've allowed that hovering enemy to come and steal away.
what God wanted to do in my life. Don't let Him do it any longer. Don't die and perish. And have this message ring out through all eternity, through your ears and your heart. I had that soul that was by the wayside. We stand to our feet. Got the number 81. Father, speak to hearts right now. Lord, I've done everything that I feel like you put on my heart to do. And Lord, I've tried my best to do it in the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Because Lord, I realize in the power of the flesh, Lord, I cannot do what needs to be done. Only you can penetrate that heart, take that seed and allow it to germinate and bring forth fruit. Lord, there's somebody here today that's hardened their heart. I pray the sweet Holy Ghost of God and the Word of God will go by right now and soften it up. And allow you to do that work in their heart that only you can do. Take the message this morning, Father. Use it. Help us to be obedient to this invitation. Lord, it's yours. I just pray we'd be obedient, submissive. You speak to our hearts. And it's in Jesus' name. Every head's bowed, every eye's closed.